This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia say Sudan's warring sides are beginning talks aimed at firming up a shaky ceasefire after 3 weeks of fierce fighting that's killed hundreds and pushed Sudan to the brink of collapse. They say the negotiations will take place in the Saudi city of Jeddah. It will be the first between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces since clashes broke out on April 15th. The talks follow concerted efforts by Saudi Arabia and other international partners to pressure the two warring generals in Sudan to the negotiating table. King Charles III is crowned in an ancient ritual at Westminster Abbey. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The symbolic peak of the two-hour service came halfway through when Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby placed the solid gold St. Edward's crown on Charles's head. Trumpets sounded and gun salutes were fired across the UK.
God save the King!
God save the King!
In a change to the ancient rite, Charles had scrapped the traditional moment at the end of the service when nobles are asked to kneel and pledge their loyalty to the king. Instead, Welby invited everyone in the abbey to swear true allegiance to the monarch. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Police arrested the leader of the anti-monarchy group Republic hours before King Charles's coronation. He was among a few hundred protesters who lined the procession route in central London. Republic had said it would mount the biggest protest against a British monarch in modern history. Protesters wore yellow T-shirts to stand out and held up signs saying, "Not my king." This is VOA News. The clock is ticking and the world is watching as U.S. House and Senate leaders continue to spar over raising the country's debt limit. More from VOA's Patsy Wittakuswara.
The impasse between House Republicans and President Joe Biden over the nation's debt ceiling, the legal limit the U.S. government can borrow to pay its bills, is a gift to America's adversaries, said Office of Management and Budget Director Shalanda Young.
They love this. They love to see chaos in the American system. They love to see that we can't do our basic jobs. It's no less than a test of what works in this world. Does democracy still work, or does the Chinese way work?
The U.S. defaulting on its debts would send shockwaves across global finance. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
One person died in a car bomb attack that wounded prominent Russian nationalist writer Zakhar Prilipin. The TASS news agency reports it happened in a region east of Moscow. Ukraine's Air Force claims to have downed a Russian hypersonic missile over Kyiv using newly acquired American Patriot defense systems, the first known time the country has been able to intercept one of Moscow's most modern missiles. VOA's Tommy McNeil.
An Air Force commander said in a Telegram post that the ballistic missile had been intercepted in an early morning attack on the Ukrainian capital earlier in the week. It was also the first time Ukraine is known to have used the Patriot defense systems. The United States, Germany, and the Netherlands have provided Ukraine with Patriot missiles. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Russia is still not satisfied with how the issue of Russian agricultural exports as part of the Black Sea grain deal is being resolved, the TASS news agency quoted the deputy foreign minister as saying Saturday. This after the latest talks with the United Nations top trade official. Federal prosecutors in the U.S. are seeking a lengthy prison sentence for the convicted leader of the Oath Keepers. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to court papers, the Justice Department is seeking 25 years in prison for Stuart Rhodes, the Oath Keepers founder convicted of seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors successfully argued that Rhodes was involved in a violent plot to keep President Joe Biden out of the White House. Prosecutors asked the judge to go above the standard sentencing guidelines, arguing the crimes deserve a longer sentence for terrorism. They also argued Rhodes has not accepted responsibility for his actions and still poses a threat to American democracy and lives. Norman Hall, Washington.
The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global emergency, but the coronavirus is here to stay. The classification is meant to warn countries that there's an extraordinary event that could pose a health threat.